Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. I'm Alex, and joining me, as always, is Jordan. Today, we're diving into Palantir's absolutely explosive first quarter 2026 results. And folks, when I say explosive, I mean it. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Alex, I've been covering earnings for years, and these Palantir numbers are just wild. We're talking about 85% year-over-year revenue growth, their highest as a public company. But what really caught my eye was their U.S. business hitting triple digits for the first time since their direct listing.
Right. 104% growth in the U.S. And get this. Their U.S. business now represents 79% of total revenue. They pulled in $1.63 billion in revenue for the quarter, up 16% sequentially. But Jordan, what's your take on their Rule of 40 score hitting 145?
For listeners who might not know, the Rule of 40 combines revenue growth rate and profit margins, and anything over 40 is considered excellent. Palantir just scored 145, up from 127 last quarter. That's not just good, that's almost unheard of at this scale.
And they're not slowing down. They raised their full-year 2026 revenue guidance to $7.656 billion. That's 71% growth year-over-year and a 10% bump from their previous guidance. What's driving all this growth?
It's all about their AIP platform. Their artificial intelligence platform. CEO Alex Karp was pretty bold on the call, claiming, "Almost every single highlighted example of AI that actually is producing results in the US is actually Palantir." That's a huge statement, but the numbers seem to back it up.
Speaking of bold statements, Karp mentioned they're achieving this growth with essentially just 7 salespeople who actually sell, compared to what would normally be 7,000 for a company their size. That suggests incredible product market fit.
The enterprise AI story is fascinating here. While everyone's talking about AI slop, their term for unreliable AI outputs, Palantir positions their platform as the no-slop zone. They're saying enterprises need precision and governance when deploying AI, not just flashy demos.
Let's break down the segments. Their commercial business grew 95% year-over-year to $774 million, with U.S. commercial specifically up 133%. But government wasn't slouch either, up 76% to $858 million.
The government wins are particularly interesting. They landed a $300 million USDA contract, and their Maven smart system for defense continues expanding. Ryan Taylor mentioned that Maven usage has doubled in the past 4 months and is now 4x what it was 12 months ago.
What struck me was their customer expansion. Net dollar retention hit 150%. That means existing customers are spending 50% more than they were a year ago, and they're now at 1,007 total customers, up 31% year over year.
The cash generation is incredible too. They generated $899 million in cash from operations and $925 million in adjusted free cash flow. Karp made a great point. Their free cash flow this quarter is larger than their total revenue was in the same quarter last year.
During the Q&A, there were some interesting exchanges about competition from AI labs like OpenAI and Anthropic moving into enterprise. How did management respond to that?
Karp was pretty dismissive, honestly. He basically said, go ahead and try the alternatives, test out what he calls the slop, and then compare it to what Palantir delivers. He seems confident that enterprises doing real-world testing will come back to Palantir.
CTO Shyam Sankar made a fascinating point about Jevons' paradox. As AI inference gets cheaper, demand for AI tokens actually explodes rather than declines, just like cheaper steam engines led to more coal consumption, not less.
That's a crucial insight. Cheaper doesn't mean less usage. It means exponentially more usage, which creates more complexity and more need for governance and precision. That plays right into Palantir's strengths.
The international picture is more mixed, though. International commercial only grew 26%, and they've been pretty vocal about being selective in international markets, especially in Europe.
Karp was characteristically blunt about that, saying they have no time for the waste of time machine in some parts of continental Europe. They're clearly prioritizing markets where they see real demand for operational AI.
Looking ahead, what should investors watch for? They're guiding for second quarter revenue between $1.797 to $1.801 billion and raised their full-year U.S. commercial guidance to over $3.224 billion, representing at least 120% growth.
The key metrics to watch are customer expansion, net dollar retention, and whether they can maintain this growth rate as they scale. They're also heavily investing in R&D and talent acquisition, which should position them for continued growth but might pressure margins.
One thing that stood out was management's confidence about demand exceeding their capacity. Karp mentioned they're at our limit doing 100% this year in terms of growth they can handle.
That's both a good problem and a real constraint. It suggests incredibly strong demand, but also that execution and scaling will be critical. They'll need to hire and onboard talent while maintaining their technical edge.
For investors, this seems like a company hitting its stride after years of building foundational technology. The government relationships provide stability, while commercial growth provides the upside.
Exactly. And the AI timing couldn't be better. They've been building this ontology and governance layer for years, and now enterprises are realizing they need exactly what Palantir built. Everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
That's a wrap on Palantir's Monster Quarter. Whether they can sustain this growth rate remains to be seen, but the fundamentals look incredibly strong. Thanks for joining us on Beta Finch. We'll catch you next time for another AI-powered earnings breakdown.
Until next time, keep those portfolios diversified and those research habits strong.
That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.